Hey guys, this is Dante from Glenn's team. I just wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening this episode. Thank you so much. You're going to get a ton of value. Enjoy.
It's Glenn Ackerman. We're going live. So as we get warmed up and people start coming on, I'm going to play a little guitar music for you, maybe even do a song for you while you're coming on. Today's title is Energy Awareness Training and Processing Depression. So we're going to be talking about depression today, and it's going to be a good one. So while people are coming on, I just want to welcome everybody. Big Dave Sanders, all right, good to see you, bro. Been thinking about you. Hope all is well out in Florida. Nikesh, all the way from the UK. Good to see you, good to have you. All right, let's do a little music, and then we'll begin shortly. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Welcome everybody coming on for Facebook Live this morning, Energy Awareness Training, and we're going to be talking about the process of depression. As people are coming on, welcome everyone. People coming in from all over. Hey, Julie, down on Huntington Beach, good to see you. John Moore, good. Good to see you. Buddy, all right. Coming in from all over the world at Facebook Live, our Energy Awareness Training broadcast today. We're going to be speaking about the process and dealing with depression from an energetic point of view. So I'll do one more of this tune, and then we'll get started. Been walking my mind to an easy time. My back turns towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Where there's hours to find on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. All right, that's a good song, specifically what we're going to be talking about today, the happy, upbeat, positive subject of depression. Wow. All right, so let's get started here. I want to welcome everybody coming on. Great to be with you. So we broadcast every Sunday at 10:30 Pacific time on specific aspects of energy awareness training. That means looking at the world, at our lives, from an energetic point of view. And for those of you who this is the first time, my name is Glenn Ackerman, and I'm the founder and creator of Energy Awareness Training. And what that is, it's a new methodology of study that enables you to make rapid changes in your life very quickly, very rapidly. And it's something that changed my entire life, and I'm so grateful for it for learning it and putting it all together. I like to say that I created it, but you know, everything's channeled from above. But what I want to do is every Sunday we share different aspects of energy awareness. Now, why is that so important? Because everything we're dealing with in this world is energy. Okay, just let me give you the headlines here. Hey, Will, all the way from UK. Welcome, Michael. Welcome. You guys coming on? Go ahead and give a shout out just to say hi. If you'd share, everybody coming on, just share a hi or a hello on the chat here. That'd be great. Appreciate it. It helps build the broadcast. So, energy awareness training. Everything that we're dealing with in this world is energy. And one of the things that I've noticed in being a human being is we have to deal with a lot of frustration because we're here and we want to be up here. And we're trying and we're trying to make things happen, trying to make change, trying to improve ourselves, improve our income, and be happier and more safe and secure. All the things that the human beings do every day. And for a lot of us, you know, there's gaps in our lives. There's feelings and emotions that we have to deal with every day. And some of them, and a lot of them aren't pleasant. We have to deal with thoughts in our head. We have to deal with motivations that lead us not necessarily to a great place. So there's a lot going on energetically with people. And I know that in my life, I wanted to make change. And I suffered from anxiety, worry, and depression. And, you know, when you say depression, there's a lot of types of depression that we'll be talking about today. And by the way, I just want to give the disclaimer. We're talking about depression from an energetic observation. I'm not treating, I'm not prescribing, I'm not diagnosing or anything. If you need any of that, please go to your professional who does those things. We're talking from an energetic point of view in the terms of what we've learned in energy awareness training, which I'm explaining to you guys now. So everything in this world is an energetic exchange. Now, why is that important? Why should you care? Oh, everything's energy. So what? Here's why. Because every day you are trying to have a better life. Every day you're trying to be more successful financially or trying to get into better shape or trying to do good things for your family, right? Or trying to organize a retirement. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, and you're putting time, effort, and focus on trying to make those things happen. Now, all of those things that you're trying to make happen, they're all have an energetic undertone to it. So no matter what it is, you know, sales, money, health, relationships, etc., it's all an energetic exchange. So a lot of times, you know, what I always give the example of the iceberg. 10% above the water we can see, 90% below the water we can't see. And the Titanic wasn't sunk by the 10% it could see, it was sunk by the 90% it couldn't see. So I was saying this is that which we can see, we can control. But that which we can't see controls us. Now, this is really important for anybody out there who's ever wanted to make a change or set a goal or wanted to move in a direction in your life. And you were unable to do it. You tried. You know, it's the proverbial New Year's Day resolutions. You know, you tried to lose the weight. You tried to get on the diet. You tried to go to the gym. And you made some headway for a little bit, right? You made some progress. And then what happened? Resistance came. So this is what I want to identify, those of you who are new to the broadcast, on how these energies work. And we are being influenced by dozens, multitudes of energies inside us, pulling us in a lot of different directions. You know, you have a beautiful day today, and you go, oh, should I go to the beach? Or should I get my work done? Or should I go visit my parents? Or should I go work on that report? Or should I go to the gym? All these different directions that we're being pulled with. Now, that makes sense, right? But what you haven't heard is that we are just like those thoughts are pulling us in different directions. The thoughts, feelings, and emotions inside us are also pulling us in different directions too. And to the degree that you're aware of how those energies work and the influence they have on you is to the degree that you are what I call energetically aware or enlightened. Because you're being affected by energies. You can't not be affected by energies. And when you look at life from an energetic perspective, it gets really interesting because energy has a power, it has a purpose, it has a frequency, it has a direction, and it gives off information. So when you're talking to somebody, that's what's taking place. There's a direction it's going in. There's a frequency that they're in. There's a purpose and a power and a movement taking place. When you're looking at a new deal, I got my buddy Dave here. We're looking at a new real estate deal. You're looking at people that you want to do business with. Well, they're giving off energy to you. And if you can read those energies, you're going to be in a much better place than if you can't read them. Now, every day we have to make decisions about what's best for us. Every day we're constantly making decisions. The right food to eat, the right place to live, the right people to associate with, the right jobs to do, etc. And most of the time, or at least a lot of time, we think we can see the real reality. But where human beings come into conflict and come into frustration and suffering is when they make decisions that they think are the right ones, but they end up being the wrong ones. And then after it's over, whether it's getting involved with somebody that they look good, they sounded good, whether it's a relationship or a business partner, and then the thing goes a certain way and then it changes. And the aftermath is you wish you'd never gotten involved with that project or that person or that place or thing. And you say to yourself, if only I knew then what I know now, I never would have gotten involved in that, right? So what does that mean? That means that there was information, there was a direction, there was a purpose, there was a frequency that person, place, or thing was vibrating. But you could only see roughly, according to science, 10%, or less than 10%. Because we live in a three-dimensional reality. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but science says our operating reality is in three dimensions. But science says there's over 10 plus dimensions taking place. So if that's the case, then we're only seeing about what? 20 to 30% of what's going on. We're missing 80% of what we could know, what we could be, what we could have, what we could understand by not being energetically aware. So this is what energetic awareness is all about, opening up, being able to see more, being able to recognize more, being able to take advantage more of the opportunities around you, be able to see the opportunities around you so that you can move with them. And as a result, being happier, being wealthier, being kinder, and being healthier, and all the good stuff. So this is what we're talking about by being energetically aware. Now, a little bit more background. So remember I said we are energetic receiving and sharing entities, bodies, okay? Will Couchman, hey, he's coming in from the UK. Thanks, Will. Hey, Chandra, welcome being on board. Blake, great to have you. All right, Alex, glad you're here. Okay, so you guys with me on this. We are, right now, you are projecting energy. You can't not do it. You're an energetic being. And you're projecting energy and you're receiving energy at the same time. That's the human energy machine. We're putting energy out there and we're receiving it back. Now, how do you gauge the energy that you're putting out there? That's a good question. The energy that we put out there is a combination of our dominant thoughts, feelings, emotions, and behaviors. And all of that is being influenced by the hidden energies that are taking place in us. Now, what are these energies? Well, as I mentioned to you before, there's a multitude of energies influencing us. But under the energetic law of duality or polarity, we'll dumb it down to just two. Okay, just two energies. And I want to talk to you about this today because this is a fascinating subject. The latest behavioral research that I work with Dr. Alex Lloyd in his book, Beyond Freedom, talks about the body being in one of two stages. We're either operating in a place of love and possibility, You're feeling good, you're feeling open, you're feeling peaceful, feeling fantastic. Or we're operating in a place of fear and lack, or fear and worry, or fear and anxiety. Those are the two states that our bodies are either operating in. Now, how do we get to those states? You know, one's you know, happy and joyful and all of, you know, all the stuff that we want. And the other thing is the state that we don't want. Well, if we don't want it, why are we in there? If we don't want to operate out of fear and out of anxiety, why are we there? Good question. So here's how it works. Here's an example. I'm in this room and, you know, it's a late morning here. Well, if I hang out here for another 8 hours, what's going to happen? If there are no lights on in the room, what's going to happen? Eventually, it's going to get dark, right? What do I have to do for this room to get dark? Is there anything I need to do for it to get dark? Nothing. I just wait. I just sit here, and it's going to get dark all on its own. And when it gets dark, I'm not going to be able to see and know my way around, and I may fumble or, you know, bump into something. What I have to do is I have to, if I want the lights to go on, okay, if I want the light, period, metaphoric and reality, I've got to get up, I got to walk over to the light switch, and I got to take the action of flipping it on, okay? Not too terribly complex, right? Just flip the light on, and the light's going to stay on even when the darkness comes. That's the analogy that I look upon our energetic states. So we have two energies, the high vibration energy, or what I call the high frequency energy. That's the energy that the behaviors talk about being in a love and a possibility place in your life. So when you're generating love and you have a quiet mind and you're feeling good, and you're radiating possibilities, and you're fully present here in this moment and enjoying, because that's the only place you get life, at this moment. So you're here fully present, awake, aware. You're in this good state that they call love and possibility, or I call it high vibration energy. And a high vibration energy is an energy of happiness, joy, peace, possibility, abundance, blessings, kindness, gratitude, all that good stuff that we want. Okay. Now, the flip side of that, right? The flip side of that is the low vibration energy, which I characterize as anxiety, stress, worry, doubt, fear, self-attack thoughts, you know, telling you you're not good enough, you're not worthy, you're never going to succeed, blah, blah, blah. Obsessive compulsiveness, addictions, anger, feeling separated, feeling cut off. It's all the feelings that we don't want. Okay, this is what we do want. This is what we don't want. All right. Now, what happens to every human being is we come into this world with baggage. And where it came from, you can debate it on yourself, but it's a fact, even in the new, you know, I'm not talking just past lives. You may not believe in that. Okay. How about the new science of epigenetics? It says that we inherit our deepest emotions, our deepest emotions from our ancestors. So it even talks about how addictions can be inherited from your ancestors. Thanks, great granddad. Appreciate it. Right? Anger, worry, down, all, you know, negativity. Hopefully, good things we can inherit too. But it shows that also we inherit it. We inherit low vibration energy, or consciousness. Sometimes there's a people, you know, doesn't matter what nationality you are, your nationality has been persecuted or been oppressed at some point. And that stays with us in our history. So this energy gets passed down to us and is inside us here. So we're here, and we come in as little babies, and the little babies are so happy, right? That's our natural state. They came from the upper dimensions, these little babies. They're happy, 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 child, happy, happy. And what happens is as you start to live life more and more, the ego or the low vibration energy or the fear and doubt, whatever you want to call it, that energy starts to come in. And some call it ego. You know, kids go from that loving place to me, mine, you know, we were all kids once, so we know how that goes. Kids can be loving, but they can be cruel too. Adolescence, teenage years, college, etc. So none of us grow up unscathed. And we all have to deal with the energies of negativity and what I call the low vibration energies. You know, growing up in school, maybe you got bullied, or maybe there was an abuse situation, or maybe you got embarrassed, or whatever it is, we're all carrying this stuff in us, like what I call baggage or issues. And these baggage or issues, they show up in our lives, whatever is connected with it. So that's why people have different issues. You know, somebody may have a relationship issue that they just can't break through of it. They just can't break through. Somebody may have a money issue. You know, you've seen people, some people are just ne'er-do-wells, and they got an issue with this. They can't break through it. Other people have health issues, you know, one thing after the other, just chronic this and chronic that. And some people have emotional issues. You know, I experienced that in my family. A dear member of my family was one dark emotion after the other. And eventually those dark emotions took on physical form. So what we notice in energy awareness training, hey, Gus, glad you're here, buddy. Excuse me. What we notice in energy training is that these energies attract more of the same. So when you're with a high vibration energy crowd, you know, people are happy, joy is free. You go to the ball game and everybody's cheering, you know, go team, go team. My team's the Giants and the 49ers. Well, keep your fingers crossed this year, but whatever your team is, hey, everybody's excited when we're together, right? It's pretty hard to be depressed when the whole stadium's, you know, excited about a home run or about a touchdown. So high vibration energy attracts more high vibration energy. Okay, simple, but useful information. That means the low vibration energy does the same. It attracts more low vibration energy. And this is essential in understanding depression. Because depression isn't a flu like the flu or the measles where you can get it, God forbid, or you can catch it from someone physically. But you can sure catch it energetically by hanging around someone. Because the energies, whether it's a high vibration or a low vibration energy, they give off, again, a power, a purpose, a frequency, a direction, right? So when you're around people who are depressed, as I was for many years, and you know, you go, hi, you know, how you doing? Beautiful day, isn't it? You know, I mean, it doesn't take more than 5 minutes of to go, whoa, you know, if I don't get out of here, I'm going to be depressed. So these energies attract more of the same. Now, what's interesting in the research from Dr. Lloyd is that these energies can start influencing us from when we're kids. And the energies that influence us to move into that area, that low vibration energy. I mean, when you're feeling happy, you know, there's nothing that you need. I don't need to go, oh, are you in high vibration now? No, man, you're feeling great. Life's good. The problems come when you veer into the low vibration energy arena, or the part that's activating fear and worry and doubt, that fear place. Remember, two places, love and, love and opportunity versus fear and limitedness and whatever. Just two emotions that were going on. Now, here's what no one ever told us. These negative energies, negative low vibration fear energies, they appear every day. They appear every day in our thoughts. So what's that direction? The direction of depression is worry, anger, fear, feeling down, visualizing the worst, all that stuff. And so what we do in energy awareness training is we observe the process. We observe the process. And when we're talking about people who are depressed or have anxiety, I'm not interested in the symptoms. I want to look at the process. What is it that you have to do? How does that process work? You know, you don't come out of your mother's womb depressed. You know, there's something that has to take place. And here's how it works. When you see someone who dealing with someone, or maybe your own, you have to first of all entertain thoughts of low vibration energy of fear. So you have to go, you have to think about something and worry about it. Okay. And isn't it amazing how the thought process works? Because this low vibration energy can hack into your thoughts, and it can try to influence you to move into the dark side. So I wake up in the morning. I used to wake up in the morning and I used to go, oh my gosh, what's going to happen today? Oh, what if I get fired from my job? What if my car doesn't work? What if I have some expense that I can't cover? What, you know, I'm not even out of bed yet and I'm already depressed, right? Now, is that me doing it? I say no. I say maybe a little bit, but it's not what you would choose, right? You wouldn't choose to think, okay, I'm going to think about the worst thing that's going on in my life, and I'm going to think about what's not working, and I'm going to think about all my problems. Are you doing that consciously? No. But the energies, again, there's, let me remind you, what we've been going over the last 4 weeks, the high vibration energies are energies of possibility, of love, of connection, of success, of abundance, of blessing. And remember, I said the energies have a power. Both of them have a power. They have a purpose. The purpose of the high vibration energy is to lift you up out of any low vibration energy emotions or feelings, and for you to be able to fulfill your heart's desire and what you came to this planet to do. So that's the good energy. The high vibration energy, or the energies of love and possibility, that's the good stuff. The flip side of that is that there are thoughts that come into us that are of low vibration energy. You guys heard me maybe 100 times about me talking about the Golden Gate Bridge, or now, you know, just standing in Manhattan on a, you know, on the 68th floor, looking over the balcony, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a big view. And then some voice inside me says, hey, why don't you jump off the railing and see what happens? You know, like, what? You know, it's those whacked out thoughts that we get that we don't want anybody to know because they're so weird and whacked out. You don't want anybody to know that what we're thinking. Where do these thoughts come from? They come from these energies that I'm speaking of. Because in this world, there's two energies at work. You know, it's the law of polarity or the law of duality. One of them wants to take us up, one of them wants to empower us, and one of them wants to pull us down, okay? And those energies are active in all of us every single day, and they work very covertly. But this was the answer that I was looking for when I was asking myself, how do I get rid of my anxiety? How do I get rid of these depressing thoughts? What is that voice inside my head that wants to harass me and put me down and make me feel bad? Why do I have a voice like that? What's wrong with me? How do I, everybody else seems so normal, and I keep talking to myself, like I'm, some low piece of dirt. Well, in energy awareness training, we identify how all that works. And I'm giving you just the headlines here. We could, each of these subjects I could do a class on, but I'm just giving you the headlines here so we can proceed and talk about more today's topic. But we got to have the foundation. So what we are is we're, all of us have to deal with low vibration energy every day. Got a few more people who joined us. Alana, welcome. Gage, hey Gage. Good work you're doing, by the way, with those kids. Thank you for that. I'm enjoying your Facebook lives. So we all have to deal with this negativity. We all have to deal with these dark emotions. Everyone does. It's not just one person. We all have to deal with it one way or the other. And this energy, which I call low vibration energy, we all have it inside us. If you're walking around on planet Earth, you're dealing with low vibration energy. And that low vibration energy affects our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, and ultimately our behaviors. So this was the missing link when I was looking on trying to make change, because I tried everything else. You name it, man, I tried it. sweat lodges, walking on fire, silent retreats, A to Z. And I became an instructor in a lot of those things too. But what really turned the corner was becoming energetically aware. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about today, becoming energetically aware. Because there are energies that we're dealing with every day, externally as well as internally. So when I talk about these energies, it's not just internal. It's not that we have, love and possibility inside us, and we have fear and limitation on the other side. That's the way it is in the world. So if you observe how energy works all around you, you can observe how it works inside you. And that's really important. Socrates said, know thyself. And you want to know yourself really well, so that because you're managing yourself every day, good or bad, you're managing, you're the CEO of your life, and you have to manage all of these incoming thoughts, feelings, and emotions, pressures, all this stuff. How do you do it? How do you do it? How do you deal with your stress? Most people, I asked a buddy of mine, I said, what do you do for your stress? Oh, I go bowling. Oh, okay. How do you deal with your stress? Oh, I go see my girlfriend and we make love all night. Okay. How do you deal with your stress? I get a Thai massage. Okay. All good things. But it doesn't remove, put it that way, the low vibration energy. It placates it for a while because you feel better, right? You do these wonderful activities that give you a lot of pleasure. That's great. But eventually the pleasure wears out. And the energies that I'm talking about are deep within us. So energy awareness training is all about identifying what those energies are, how they affect us, and more importantly, how to neutralize those energies and how to remove them. So, I use myself as an example. Maybe this is you. We live our lives and we're trying to be happy and trying to, move things forward in all areas. And we have setbacks and we have things that we have to deal with. We have challenges. But the biggest challenge is usually how we manage ourselves and how we deal with our dark thoughts and the thoughts that want to pull us down. And this is what I'm talking about today when we're dealing depression. So when you around somebody who's depressed, or when you get depressed, okay, here's the formula. You got to start thinking of something that's in a low vibration energy category, or what I call the fear category. Remember, it's either love or fear. It's either high vibration or low vibration. So when somebody's depressed, and I'm not talking medically, you know, I'm not going into the medical thing at all. Again, you heard my disclaimer. I'm just talking about how it worked for me and how it may work for you, in that I'm dealing with thoughts, and the thoughts will guide you, or will guide your direction. This is why I teach over and over again to my beginning students, you can't believe everything you think, because there are thoughts that go into your head that are not sourced by you. Not sourced by me. You mean I'm thinking a thought and it's not sourced by me? I'm saying to yourself, I'm saying to you, yes. There are thoughts that you think that are, what's the best way to put it, being placed in there. You know, I certainly, when I was on the 68th floor looking out at the view, I certainly didn't put that thought in my head to jump. Right? Where'd that come from? That's whacked out. I'm not, you heard my Golden Gate Bridge story, you know, driving in the opposite lane. Wow, that's not my thought. Whoa. So for those of you who are new, you're saying, Glenn, are you telling me that something other than myself can influence my thoughts? Well, yes, that's what I'm telling you. But let's talk about the part of yourself. Are they coming from you? Yes, they are. But this is what I mean by the hidden energies that we're talking about. There are energies that are influencing us, again, to want to be our best, to want to be in high vibrational energy, but there are energies that are trying to influence us to be at our worst, or to block all the good that we could have. So the purpose, remember I talked about energy having a purpose. The purpose of the high vibration energy is to lift us up, for us to be happy, for us to awaken to our true energetic nature, and to transcend and fulfill our full potential self. The low vibration's job is just to block that. That's its job, just to block it. Just to get in the way and make sure that does not happen. And the way it does that is that it creates chaos, confusion, separation, conflict, or procrastination. So anytime you're experiencing any of those things, you're experiencing a low vibration energy. And we know that low vibration energy is going to bring more what? More low vibration energy. So in beginning energy awareness training, one of the first things I teach you, as I mentioned, is to be thought aware. Now we have about 50,000 thoughts a day coming through our head, and most of them, or at least half of them, are brought to you by your friends at Low Vibration Energy Headquarters. Okay? I'm being facetious. So what is it, and why is it that we have thoughts that want to worry us, scare us, frighten us, bring us down, you know, stop the noble things that we're doing? Well, it doesn't matter why. The fact of the matter is we do every day. And, you know, I don't go into the why so far. Maybe I will into theory, but I'm just observing what's so. It's not something, do you have to believe that you have negative or disempowering thoughts every day? Is that something that you got to believe? No, you don't have to believe it. You experience it every single day. You experience, now, do you have to believe that there's an internal struggle going on inside you? That one part of you wants to go one way and the other part wants to go the other? No, you feel that every day. Do you have to believe that things are never going to improve, and that life sucks, and that there's no hope? No, that's just an energy coming your way. But the rub is, we think these energies are true. We think that these thoughts that we get, which are low vibration or fear thoughts, are real. And let's go a little deeper this. They seem real because they're presented to us with perfect logic. So this low vibration energy that wants to affect us and take us out, you know, its purpose is to pull us into the zone of low vibration energy. That's its job, to get you feeling stressed, anxiety, worry, doubt, fear, etc. because its ultimate goal is to take you down, to take you away from high vibrational energy and to take you down. How far down? How about all the way? Take you down. Wants to take you down. Wants to take you down and out. And that's what particularly happens in the process when people are very depressed. They also become suicidal. And that process, which is the low vibration energy trying to say, this is never going to work out. It's never going to be solved. You're in trouble forever. Life sucks. Why don't we just end it all? I mean, what's the point? Come on, let's just get it. Let's just check out. Come on. And how many times you heard that? You know, what kind of whacked out thought is that? But the more the low vibration energy controls you, the more of a grip it has upon you, the more it can influence you to go down farther and farther in low vibration energy. Okay. And for some people, if you're not energetically aware, you don't understand what's happening to you. You know, it's like being in the grasp of an alligator. You know, once the chop comes on, you know, he ain't letting go, and he's going to pull you, you know, he's going to pull you down. Such pleasant things to talk about on a Sunday morning, but this is important because these are the tools that we were never taught. This is the information that we were never taught. No one ever taught us in school how do you overcome depression? What do you do if you're depressed? No one ever taught us. What do you do if you have anxiety? What do you do if your home is a war zone and you get traumatized every time you walk in the door? And yet these affect, all of these, our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, they all affect the way we feel. They all affect our quality of life. So what we teach in energy awareness training, and what you can learn from this, is that you don't need to be a victim anymore. You don't need to be a victim of anxiety, worry, depression, doubt, any of that stuff. I teach a method where you can take your, which is called taking your energy back. And there's a specific set of tools that I teach every day for people to do every day who are students of mine to clean and clear out that energy. So you're going to have to deal with the low vibration or the fear energy every day, because we all do. That's the way it is here on planet Earth. And even though you look out and it's a beautiful day, it can be spoiled by that voice in your head that says, no, no, but what about this? Oh, what about that? Oh, what about this? And you're like, yeah, yeah. You know, my favorite one is, oh, did I leave the keys in the car? Oh, yeah. Or did I leave the front door open? Oh. Or did I leave the pot on the stove? All of those thoughts trigger a reaction. So if I'm thinking to myself, did I leave the stove on in my house? Or did I leave the front door open? The thought process is going to immediately run into a low vibration energy. Oh my gosh, somebody could break in, God forbid. Oh my gosh, the house could be, the burner could be on. Oh my gosh. So every day with every thought, it's bringing us a thought or an emotion or a feeling. Every thought that we're thinking. So with about 20,000 to 50,000 thoughts a day, that's a lot of energy coming our way, isn't it? A lot of energy coming our way. And that energy that comes our way, if you heard me make the analogy, just like we have a physical body, we have an energetic body that we have to clean. And if you don't clean your physical body, you're going to run into some problems. Well, it's the same thing with your energetic body. You see, every day, just like our physical body, it gets dirty and gets sweaty from walking around, it's the same thing with our energetic body. That body, it's like a radiator. You know, you open up the hood and you see the radiator and you see all the bugs, you know, against the radiator that got caught. That's kind of like the analogy with our energy body, with our negative emotions and our negative feelings and our low vibration energy. That gets stuck into our energy body. And just like the dirt, if you don't wash it, what happens? It attracts more of the same, right? So again, high vibration energy attracts more high vibration. Low vibration energy attracts more low vibration energy. Now, here's the next piece of this. You guys with me so far? Is this making sense? Give me, make a little noise out here on the chat. Hey, Sherwin, good to see you. Glad that you're here. Just making sense? Are you following me? Is there anything that you're not following? Please comment. Everybody who's on here, just write me a note, say hi, or write on, or I dispute that. Whatever it is, go ahead and write me, please, so I can look on that. And that helps promote the broadcast, too. So that's a way of helping me out by contributing on the chat. Okay, so we have to deal with this, with these energies every single day. But no one taught us how. So what do? Well, we try to think positive, right? You know, you have a thought inside that says, oh, what if this happens? Oh, what if that happens? Oh, and you go, no, what if it doesn't happen? What if it does? What if it doesn't? What if it does? What if it doesn't? What if? So you're playing thought ping pong, right? No, yes, it is. No, it is. It's a takeoff on the old, she loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. She loves me. She loves me not. And all of that thought creates more stress. So the more we think, usually the more stress we create. So in the depression process, what I've observed from the people that I've helped is that there's a thought process in the head, and a lot of times people get depressed as a reaction to something that's disappointing. So there's a breakup. Oh, breakup, I'm depressed. Okay. Lose a member of your family, God forbid. I'm depressed. My 401k plan is now practically worthless. I'm depressed. Okay. Now that's pretty much normal. You know, when not good things happen, we have a tendency to get depressed about it. The cool work about energy awareness training and the purpose of this method and what I'm sharing with you guys is to end emotional suffering. That's my purpose. Is that a noble goal or what? To end emotional suffering. And you think, how do you end emotional suffering? Is that possible? The answer is yes. With the tools and the skills that I teach, the things that I share here on the broadcast, you can overcome that state, that low vibration or that fear energy. But it's something that you have to be proactive about. It's not something that you can just think about. That's why I call it a training. And on these broadcasts, I share different aspects of the training that I teach, hopefully to give you guys some tips and some knowledge on facing whatever you're going through. Because all of us are going through some kind of process. You can't help it as a human being. You know, there's a purpose for us being here. Remember, energy is a power, a purpose, a direction, a frequency, and it gives you off information. So we all have a purpose here in our lives and what we're doing. And if you're not sure about it, take a look at what you're doing right now and notice how you feel about it. Because whatever you're doing right now is part of the issues that you have in dealing with life. We all have different issues that we come here with, but we all have a purpose for being here. And the purpose, I believe, is to awaken and to heal and to attain our full potential selves. So the purpose of energy awareness training is to recognize where those issues are and what is it that you're dealing with, and to provide tools to deal with that, to overcome that. So as I mentioned, I do a daily process, teach a daily process to literally identify and dissolve any negative thoughts, any negative feelings, any negative emotions, any low vibration energy, and to get rid of the fear. And when you're able to do that, it's like you have an apartment. You can't put the new furniture in. Excuse me. You can't put the new furniture in until you get the old furniture out. Now, excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat this morning. These energies, the way they work, they have an intelligence to them. And the low vibration energy understands that we don't want any part of it, that we would choose not to be in any kind of low vibration, anxiety, worry, stressed out. We don't want any of that. So it has to be covert. And it has to come to us, you know, very, very slyly, you know, and it comes to us thoughts in our head. Hey, what about this? What are you going to do about that? You know, you got to take care of that soon. You don't have a way to do that yet. Well, you better find a way to do it, because if you don't, you're going to be in big trouble. You know, it's this whole conversation going on in your head. You're just listening to somebody somewhere, something describing why you should have anxiety or stress or worry. Well, we eliminate that here in energy awareness training. And what we do is we teach you, you can take back your thoughts. You can take back your emotions. You can take back your behaviors. And just like someone who feels out of control, you know, you talk to a depressed person, they feel out of control. Why? Because you're stuck, what I call stuck in your head. You're stuck in thinking. Now, if the low vibration energy can get you to keep thinking, it's got you. It's got you. Because the thinking realm, usually you're thinking about something that you don't know the answer to. And that's what I call a closed loop pattern. So if I'm thinking about, gee, I wonder what's going to happen in the last quarter of 2019 in the business. Gee, I hope we don't have a slowdown. You know, I hope we don't go in a recession, God forbid. But what if we do? Stop. That's an example of a low vibration energy closed loop pattern. I keep going round and round. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the third quarter of finances. Nobody knows what's even going to happen tomorrow. But the low vibration energy can frame that so that you're worried about, yeah, what's going to happen tomorrow. And if it can inject a little bit of maybe recession, maybe layoffs, something that makes you worry, it's going to control the narrative of your energy, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and pull you down. So what we have to do every day is we have to use energetic tools, strategies that are on top of our energy before the low vibration energy comes up. So this is what I teach, energetic tools and exercises that you do the first thing when you get up to neutralize that low vibration energy. Immediately neutralize it. Can it be neutralized? You better believe it. Because high vibration can always neutralize low vibration. Okay, remember that. High vibration can always neutralize low vibration energy. That's why the low vibration energy wants to keep you out of high vibrational energy. Because when you're strong in an energetic alignment with your higher self, with your high vibrational energy, the low vibration energy or the fear can't touch you. Can't touch you. Can only touch you if you're vulnerable. And so that's why the low vibration energy says, oh, energy work, don't do that. Or, yeah, Glenn, it's pretty, there's some interesting things about that. Oh, let's go to brunch. You know, it doesn't want you to get this information. Because if you have the information, you can overcome the low vibration energy and stay in a pretty much a happy, joyful, loving state all day long. How cool would that be to be in high vibration energy all day long, all week long, all month long? Well, it's possible, at least most of the time, if you're energetically aware to see how the energies are affecting you. And they affect us all in different ways. They affect us all, whatever our issue is, they're affecting us. So this is where it takes the ability to read hidden energy. And you know, people ask me, Glenn, are you kidding? Can you actually read hidden energy? And I'm like, you sure can if you know how it works. And if you can see, if you know what the vibration is and you know what its power is, what its purpose is, what direction it's going into, what frequency it is, and you're getting the information. So those of you, I'm going to be doing a class on energy awareness in business, and you guys who are businessmen and entrepreneurs, you know, ladies or guys, you're definitely going to want to be in that class. Because what would it be if you could pretty much make sure you make the right decision every day about people, about deals, about investments, about, you know, hiring, all this stuff? And energy awareness training gives you another 30 to 40 to 50% above your three-dimensional reality to see these things. How cool would that be? That's why in my private coaching one-on-one, I work with a lot of high-powered CEOs and business managers in the tech world and in the IT world, as well as entertainment and sports here. Okay, so how you guys doing? Just going to take one little look here. I've got a little bit more to give you, and then we're going to do a process, and we're going to rock on this. Okay, cool. Alex, what I'm saying is speaking to your soul. I'm great. I'm glad to have that. Okay, anybody, any other feedback? Welcome any and all feedback. And if you got any questions of what I'm talking about here, please feel free, because this is what I do here. I'm trying to be a service and help as many people as I can on these Facebook Lives. All right, let me give you one more piece here. And I think this will be very enlightening. So, do you remember I talked about just a second ago, we're either in love and a possibility, or we're in fear and limitation. So what happens is that the more we are generating an energy, the more we're going to be moving in that direction. Okay, so the more high vibration energy I generate, the higher I'm going to go in high vibrational energy, because high vibration energy attracts more high vibrational energy. Well, it's the same thing with the low. The more I'm connecting to a low vibration energy frequency, the more it's going to connect me. But I'm going the other way. I'm going down here instead of going up. Now, what typically happens is that when we keep accessing fear, worry, doubt, depression, addiction, anger, etc., all those emotions, those attract more of the same. So what happens is that all of us have experienced in our life going into a state called fight or flight. Okay, fight or flight. That means there's been sometimes in our lives, maybe multiple times for some of you, that you've gone into a place where you were concerned about your safety, where, you know, there was a fear that something could happen to you, or you know, maybe even that you could, you know, die, God forbid. I know when I was a kid, I got lost in the shopping center when I was 3 or 4 years old. I got separated from my mom, and man, I was scared to death. You know, all these big people, and I'm like, you know, little squirt. And he finally found me, and you know, I was glad to see my mom and dad, and they bought me a lollipop or an ice cream or something, and everything was okay in the 10% world. Remember the iceberg, the 10% above the water. What I didn't recognize or didn't know is that that fear that I something was going to happen to me, so that you know, something bad was going to happen, that was an energetic implant. That energy attached itself to my energy body. I know you never heard this, but this is the latest on energy research and energy medicine. That energy attached itself to me, and for a long time, I had a fear of going to shopping centers. I hated going to shopping centers. I mean, you know, I'd rather roll in the snow, you know, with just my bathing suit than go to a shopping center, right? And I didn't recognize, you know, a girlfriend of mine says, "What's your deal with shopping centers? You just, you know, why can't we just stop by?" I said, "Ah." What I didn't realize is that even though I was done with being lost in a shopping center, you know, many years ago, that energy wasn't through with me. And it attached itself to me, and it created a fear. It connected, listen carefully, it connected a fear of dying, a fear of being lost, fear of being hurt with a shopping center. It's like a connection or an anchor or a reminder. So when I see the shopping center, I feel that fear of being lost and and thinking that something can happen to me, and a fear of danger and tremendous low vibration energy. So the shopping center became the trigger. Now, think about your own life and think about some of the stuff that you've been through. You know, some of the heavy things. Well, unless you've cleared it and been tested that it's been cleared, and that's what I do. I clear it and I test it to make sure it's gone. It's still having an effect on you. Just like shopping centers were still having an effect on me. Why? That happened, you know, when I was 3 or 4 years old, you know, decades and decades ago, a long time ago. How can that still be affecting me? That's the big question. How can it still be affecting me? Because in the energetic worlds, you're not limited to time or space. Okay, this gets a little out there, but it's true. When you have an energetic imprint, that imprint is not connected to time or space. In other words, it's beyond time. So that's why, you know, if you look at an unpleasant memory or something that really affected you in your childhood, you know, if you think about that for a minute, and then you can still feel, oh, yeah, I remember that. Second grade, Mrs. Aslan hit me with the scissor. Oh, yeah, she embarrassed me in front of the class. Yeah, you know. Ugh. If you're still feeling that, that means that energy has still got a power over you. That means it's still creating low vibration energy inside you. And that means that's a source of fear, source of what you don't want. Now, we all have them, okay? We all have them growing up. So it really comes down to this. You're either going to deal with it, and what I do, what I call the process of EPR, energetic processing and releasing, that means in working, you know, with a good coach or energy therapist to be able to let that stuff come up and in a healthy way and go. And dissolve that in any energy that you're holding on to. Because remember, what did I say at the beginning of class? We are energetic sending and receiving machines. We are constantly receiving energy. We're giving that out. Now, if I've got a big ball of energy inside me from a memory that took place when I was a kid or something that stuck to me from some significant emotional event, that's still affecting me. It's like a tapeworm. It still has an effect on me. And that's why people have, you know, irrational fears and phobias about, you name it, flying, being in a boat, getting into a relationship, starting a business, you name it. There's fears for everything. Where do they come from? They came from someplace. And if there's any kind of fear, worry, doubt, or any of that fight or flight energy, it lives inside and it attracts more of the same. So that's why you see, you know, in the news, you've got people who were, you know, who were abused as children. And it's 50 years later and they still feel the effects. And they're still, a lot of them are still messed up because there wasn't a real adequate way to address that other than the normal counseling and drug medications that they get. So the energetic paradigm is a new paradigm on how to deal with stuff like this. You know, again, if somebody's depressed and they need a doctor, well, go see the doctor. But if you're dealing with this, you know, internally, you haven't told anybody about it, try the energy methods that I'm recommending to you and see if that doesn't make a big difference, because it made a big difference for me. Once I was able to clear that low vibration energy and just get it out, then I was able to access more high vibrational energy and feeling good. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help people feel good. And the first thing we do in energy awareness training, as I say, is to end suffering. There's never any reason for people to emotionally suffer. In other words, to keep feeling bad about something that happened or behavior or anything. There's no reason to feel bad. Now, I'm not saying you'll never, you know, experience, you know, loss or grief or things like that. That's part of the human experience. But to have that linger on over and over again and suffer over it and keep thinking about it over and over, year after year after year, and to be able to hold that energy in is completely unnecessary, and you don't need to do that. So this is the work that I do and that I put out into the world, and that is that the time for emotional suffering is ending now. That my goal is in our lifetime we can eliminate any kind of unnecessary emotional suffering. And 99% of emotional suffering is unnecessary. If you have the tools and you have the consciousness and you have the method to be able to keep yourself constantly moving the energy you don't want out and to constantly creating the energy that you do want, you want to keep it in. Okay? And the ultimate goal of this is to achieve energetic and emotional freedom. What's that? Energetic and emotional freedom is the ability to be able to manage and run your life's energy and to be able to stay in a high vibration energy, happy, joyous, free, energetic state, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what. No matter if things look good, they don't look good, relationships good, not doing good, economy's up, economy's down, no matter what. You're healthy, you're not healthy, doesn't matter. Because there's an energetic part of you, as long as you're alive, you are an unlimited energy field being housed in a limited physical mortal body. So when you really get who you are, you realize you're not the thoughts. You have thoughts, but you're not the thoughts. Who you are isn't based upon any thought that you have. Okay? You have a body. You're not the body. In other words, the body has its own agenda, as I talked about in previous classes. And that agenda sometimes has no regard for whether you're happy or safe or appropriate in life. So you have a body, but you're not that body. You have drama going on in your life. Don't we all? You know, you're dealing with this challenge or that challenge or this thing that's going on. Cool. But you're not that drama. You have it going on. You're not that drama. You're not the money. Money comes, money goes. You're not defined by any of those things. Who you are is a high vibration, energetic being. And when you become energetically aware, your whole life opens up. And you can see things that you never saw before. You can notice things that you never noticed before, right? And you can do things that you never could before because you're accessing more power, more purpose, more direction, more frequency, and more information on what you're doing. So, rounding this out now, when someone comes to me, you know, it says, I'm depressed. Or when I used to say that, I go, stop for a minute and let's identify the process of what you call, quote unquote, depressed. What's the process? Well, you got to start with a low vibration energy thought. You got to start with some kind of fear, worry, doubt, anxiety, fear. If you start with a high vibration energy thought that you are so blessed and you look around, you got your health, or you got your hair, or you got your money, or you got your friend, whatever it is that you have, and you've got plenty, when you focus on that, you can't be depressed. You can only be depressed if it can bring you over here to go, yeah, I know, but it's not exactly the way I would have it, but no. High vibration energy thoughts create high vibration energy feelings. So anytime you have a feeling that's kind of out of whack, it's either high vibration or low vibration energy. And if it's low vibration energy, you better alter it quick, or that thought will create a feeling. So for the people who are depressed, I got to think about something like, it's Sunday. Oh, I got to go back to work tomorrow. Okay, I don't like that thought. Okay, that thought creates what? A feeling of, only have 8 more hours before I got to get ready to go to. And that creates an emotion of yuck, right? And that yuck is going to affect my behavior. It's going to be affecting what I do. So you always have a choice in your perception, because the energy that you're in is based upon what you perceive and what you allow to go into your energy field. So every day, as part of the platform I teach, I go into tremendous gratitude. I move into 10 things I'm grateful for. You know, blue skies, you know, living in California, got my health, got my friends, it's the weekend, I'm helping people. The word's getting out. People are moving from low vibration to high vibration. Wow, all feels good. Okay? And then I look around and I do the energy process. Maybe I'll do an energetic. I'll ask you guys if you want me to do an energetic breath here before I end the if you want me to demonstrate the energetic breath as far as cleaning, go ahead and write me a note here. And if I get enough of them, I'll demonstrate the energetic breath and lead you through a little exercise. We're going a little long here, but let me know if you want me to do it. Okay, so when I'm looking for what's right, not what's wrong, when I'm looking for what's right about my life, okay, you have to train your thought processes to look for the good. Our thought processes are already pre-trained to look for what's bad, for what's not working, for what we can complain about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you have to train your senses every day to look about, hey, what's good in my life? What do I appreciate? You know, who do I love? I have this precious little dog. love her every day. She, you know, those of you who are, you know, pet people, love my dog. You know, these simple things, they might seem simple, but here's what's happening. When you train yourself to feel good, no matter what's going on in your life, okay, to feel good every day, to think thoughts of high vibration energy, of love, of affection, of caring, of possibility, to be able to create emotions of joy, of peace, of contribution, of creativity, of abundance, that's going to lead you to creating behaviors. So it works the same way in being happy as it works in being depressed. You have to start with a thought. You identify which thought it is, at high vibration, low vibration, because whatever it is going to create more of. It's going to create a feeling. It's going to create a sense of, okay. So in the high vibration energy, let's talk about that, because that's what we want. I have a thought it's going to be a great day. I have a thought the weather's great. I have a thought, Passover, Easter, or Ramadan's coming up, whatever your holiday is. Wow. I've got people who love me. I've got a job. I've got income, or I've got the possibilities to do that. Boom, boom. Now I am putting out effort to focus on that. Okay, you got to put out effort if you want to stay in high vibrational energy. It takes no effort if you want to be in low vibration. You don't have to do a thing to be in low vibration energy. Just listen to your mind. Listen to the thoughts in your head. How life sucks, and how this isn't going to work out, and how you should be afraid of this. So all you got to do, free, easy, no charge. Low vibration energy comes to visit you every day, every morning, like Domino's Pizza. You know, we have your LVE delivery of the day, yeah? Well, for those of us who are energetically trained, no way, Jose, no thanks. I made a decision every day. I make a decision to take back my energy and to decide to move in a high vibration energy of love, of positivity, of joy, of happiness. And I do the energetic exercises to let that energy go. See, I'm just not talking about thoughts, not just a pep talk. I have a lot of colleagues on Facebook who are, you know, they're coaches and they're training people, and they teach people how to think. Beautiful. I'm all for it. Of course you want to think positive. Of course you want to think, you know, good things. But remember, there's an energy over here that's trying to pull you out of that. It's trying to pull you out of that. It's not just whether you're going to decide. There's an energy that's active and wants to pull you out of high vibration energy by causing chaos, distraction, disruption, chaos, any kind of separation or procrastination. So whenever you experience any of those things, you're experiencing a low vibration energy field. And you better know what to do with that the low vibration energy field, or it's going to attach itself to you. And the last thing I want to give you is we're dealing with low vibration energy every day, whether you want to or not. You can say, I don't believe in low vibration energy. Okay, don't believe it. You're going to have to deal with it every day, whether you believe it or not. You know, the camel puts his head in the sand and goes, oh, there's no reality. Oh, well, guess what? The minute you take your head out of the sand, you're going to see the reality. So what we're doing here is we're teaching you the tools on what it takes to be proactive and happy. Happiness is a decision. Being in a high vibration energy is a decision that is followed by action. Okay? And when you're energetically aware, you know when you're being affected by things. Now, the point I was going to make is you can see this out in the world. You can see how the high vibration energy is working, and you can really see how the low vibration energy is working in the world. You know, you've got chaos in Syria. You've got the refugee problem. In the news yesterday, there was the news about some virus that's emerging that is uncurable. It's probably in the front in your papers and news today. There's some kind of new virus that affects people there's no cure for it, and it's starting to spread. Well, that's great news, isn't it? Okay, that's a good thing. Oh, the virus is coming. Oh, what's going to happen? Low vibration energy attracts more what? Low vibration energy. I listen to that and I go, great. I'm focused on things that feel good. I'm focusing on gratitude. I'm focused on who can I help today? Who can I be of service? Who can I do something nice for? You know, if your mother's still around, give her flowers. You know, help the next door neighbor, whatever. But when you get out of your head and you get out of the yak, yak, yak in your head, you've got the power. The yak yak or the low vibration in your head can only affect you if you're unaware. If you're just a victim, you're like, oh, the thoughts are telling me I'm no good. The thoughts are telling me I'm not worth it. The thoughts are telling me I'm never going to be successful. Okay, I guess that's the truth. No. We're not going to let that happen. So it's kind of like an independence movement or a revolution, so to speak. We're taking back our energy. And this is a movement that's taking place that I'm sounding the bugle, I'm the evangelist for, that emotional suffering is unnecessary if you have the energetic tools to do what I've been describing today, to identify it, to neutralize it, to dissolve it, and then to connect to a higher vibratory frequency, which is the way you want to feel, happy, joyous, and free all the time. And that's the deal on depression. So if you know someone, tell them about who's depressed or dealing with depressive issues, tell them about energy awareness training. We have different courses that you can do. I have a YouTube channel. People coach with me, even though my schedule is pretty much booked up. I have openings occasionally for people to come coach with me. We're just all about getting the word out. So anybody you know who could benefit from this, please let them know. And this is what we do the Facebook Lives for. Okay. Vadim, hey. Okay, he's up for it. Okay, Peter, hey, welcome. All right. So let me give you a little example, and we'll close off with this. Whenever you're depressed, you got to be listening to the voices in your head telling you some kind of low vibration energy. You know, I'm worried about this. What if this happens? Da 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 da. And if you listen to those, you'll know what energy those thoughts and feelings are by the emotion that it gives you. Does it feel good? If you're thinking about stuff and it doesn't feel good, you're in low vibration energy. Get out immediately. Or be aware of, oh, I'm in low vibration energy, I need to fix that. Okay. Now, one of the best ways to be able to fix that is to shift your perception. So energy flows where attention goes. So if I have my attention in my head, in my thought process, well, that's where all my suffering's coming from. When you're suffering, when you're emotionally suffering and you're in kind of some kind of emotional pain, you got thoughts going on in your head, you know, beating on you, going, yeah, this, I'm like this. So you know what? You can sit there and let somebody beat on you. In energy awareness training, we want to say, no thanks, I'm out of here. So let's do a quick little exercise here and give you an example of what we're talking about. So go ahead and close your eyes for a minute, if you would. Close your eyes for a minute and let your mind run wild. You know, let it run to, oh, I got to do this thing, and oh, I better get this thing happen. Let the fears come up, let the worries, let the doubts, let it all just come on up just for a moment. And just notice there's a lot of chatter there. A lot of chatter going on in the head. Okay. Now, what would it be like if you imagine that you had an elevator in your head? You visualize an elevator and you put all that chat, all that negativity, all that yak in the elevator, and you close the doors. And you visualize the elevator moving down your body, carrying all that thought process in the elevator and moving down into the ground 12 feet to the left. Okay, 12 feet to the left. That's where all that thinking went. So now we're evacuating the head and we're moving down to the bottom part of our spine, which I call the center point. Okay, it's what you're sitting on in that area, okay? Why there? Because when my energy is focused down there, it opens up all my energy channels and meridians, okay? If I'm stuck in my head, my energy is constricted. And when energy doesn't move, it becomes low vibration energy. It gets dirty. And that means here comes the fear, worry, anxiety, stress. No, we want to get out of the head, and we move down to the center point, the bottom part of our spine, right around the first or second chakras, if you know that terminology. So we're sitting on it, right? Okay, now I want you to feel the floor underneath your feet. I want you to feel your butt in the chair. I want you to feel your legs underneath your hands, okay? I want you to be aware of your lower body. When you move into your lower body, again, you open up the channels. So when I'm breathing from down there, I can access both low and high. I can access my upper body as well as my lower body. But if I'm just breathing up here, I can only access 10%. So no energy going to the 90%. Okay, you guys with me? All right, now let's just take some basic breaths and watch how the energy shifts. Okay, so we're out of our head. We're tuning into our center point, the bottom part of our spine between the first and second chakras. We're feeling the floor underneath our feet. Now let's just take what I call an energetic breath. Nice and easy. Inhale through the nose for the count of six. Hold for the count of three. Exhale for the count of six. Okay, let's try it. Go ahead and close your eyes. Put your hands on your legs. And let's begin. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Breathe low. Five. All the way down to your feet. Six. Big breath. Hold for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale loudly through the mouth. Shh. Four, five, six. Excellent. Get all the air out. Good. Pause for a moment. Be still. Keep your head up. We're going into the gap between the thoughts just for a moment. Okay. Now, next energetic breath, I want to visualize that my nose is at my belly button or my center point. I'm breathing from down here, not up here. I'm breathing from down there. Imagine my nose is at my center point. Okay, here we go. Energetic breath. Breathe in for the count of six. Hold for three. Exhale for the count of six. Let's begin. Inhale. One, two, three, four, five, six. Big breath. Fill up the lungs with air. Hold it for the count of three. One, two, three. Exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Get all the air out. We're moving energy. Remember I said nothing changes until energy moves. This is the key when you're dealing with depressing thoughts, Anxiety, stress, worry, you got to get out of the head and you got to get into the center point. Okay, the center point is your safe zone. If you stay in the head, it's got you. This is the enemy territory when you're thinking. Okay, we want to get in that center point. Okay, a couple more. Here we go. Tune into your center point, bottom part of your spine. Feel the floor underneath your feet. Feel your legs. Feel your chair, your butt in the seat. Let's take an energetic breath. Here we go. Inhale through the nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe low. 5, 6. Fill up the lungs with air. Hold it for the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Loudly exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get all the air out. Excellent. Pause. Be still. Be aware. Just sit in the silence just for a moment or two. The gap between the thoughts, the space between the words. That's right. Beautiful. Great. Another energetic breath. Tune into your center point. Imagine that your nose is there and breathe. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Big breath. Hold for the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get all the air out. Good. Pause. Keep your head up. Spine straight. Be still. Be aware. That's right. You're doing great. We'll do two more of these and then finish up. Tune into your center point. Imagine that your nose is there. Now, you may have some commentary in the thoughts. The thoughts might say, this is stupid. What are we doing? What's for lunch? When are we going to? Those are just thoughts that are trying to take you out of your peace, of your presence. So it's okay that those thoughts are there. Let them do their thing. It's just like birds flying overhead. Let them do their thing, but you want to concentrate on your breath. So again, eyes closed, sitting up, spine straight. Tune into your center point, the place between your first and second chakra. Imagine that your nose is there, and let's breathe. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Big breath, fill up the lungs there. Hold it for the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Big breath. Hold for the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Exhale loudly. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. Get all the air out. Take a normal breath. Pause. Let's go a little farther now. In the space, in the silence. It's in this space and silence that creates high vibration energy, creates peace, creates bliss. Just be there for a moment, quiet. That's right. That's right. Good. Let's do one more. Tune into your center point. Feel the floor underneath your feet. Imagine that your nose is there. We're going to take a full body breath. We're breathing down here, not up here. We're completely out of the head and moving into the center point here, opening up the energy channels of the body. Here we go. Let's take a big breath and begin. Inhale. 1, slowly. 2, 3. Breathe low. 4. Breathe all the way down to your feet. 5, 6. Fill up the lungs with air. Hold it for the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Exhale and let go. That's right. Get all the air out. Pause. Now we're going to take 1 minute and we're going to sit in silence. And I want you to observe how you do sitting in silence for 1 minute. The more you're able to sit in silence after you've done this kind of clearing, the more high vibration energy, happiness, joy, peace you can access. Okay? So let's go ahead. Let's do one more energetic breath and then we'll do that. Okay? Tune into your center point. Feel the floor underneath your feet. Let's take a big energetic breath, breathing through the nose. Here we go. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Big breath, hold for the count of 3, 1, 2, 3. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Excellent. Okay, good. Pause now. Put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Relax your shoulders. Put your palms up on your legs. Let's take 1 minute, 1 minute, and move into space, to the gap between the thoughts, to the expanding silent presence. Here we go. 1 minute. Begin now. That's right. Excellent. How's that going? Can you feel the peace? Can you feel the energetic alignment? That peace is what we expand on in the training. To build the ability to be able to sit in there 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes or more. You know, the mind wants to drive you nuts. And the thoughts are going to go, what are we doing? We got things to do. Come on. No. When we're in that place, we're actually creating and receiving a high vibratory frequency. And they can actually measure that now. I'm going to do a whole class on that, how they can actually measure when you're leaving the fear state and you're moving into the love bliss state. Happy for no reason. You don't need a reason to be happy. Happiness is the reason. Joy is the reason. And the ability to stay in high vibration energy, happy, joyous, and free is a decision that you make. And it's a practice that you do. It's something that you do every day. It's not something that you just do when you feel like it. This is training for your most challenging moments in life. Because all of us are going to go through challenges. We've been through it. And in the process of life, we're going to go through more. And it's just like swimming. It's better to learn how to swim before you get thrown overboard, right? Because once you hit the water, it's too late. And the challenges that are coming our way, may they be small, may they be controllable or manageable, but you're going to need energy tools to deal with upcoming stress, energy shifts, people coming in your life, people leaving in your life, just the whole process. That whole thing is what we need energetic tools to deal with. If you don't have the energetic tools, you have to deal with this, with the stuff in life, you know, cold turkey, and you don't need to. And my journey, my experience of being able to heal and cleanse my anxiety, worry, depression, all of that stuff, it can go and it can never come back if you utilize these tools. And that's my work, to be able to get energy awareness training out to people and have people understand, once you tune into the energetic world, it's a whole new life. So if you want a whole new life and you want a whole new perspective and you want to get in the habit of feeling good every day, no matter what, then I recommend you get involved in learning energy awareness training. Okay, taking a few more comments. Any more questions or comments? Everybody who's on here, I really appreciate you. If you just write me a little note just saying hi, that helps the expand the broadcast. Okay, you had a Sumed. That was cool. Feels like really relaxing. Notice my feet buzzing. How can I strengthen my base chakra? Best way to be able to strengthen your base chakra is to do this exercise every day. This is just the basic. I'm just giving the basic minimums. If you really want to learn how to empower your chakras and be a high frequency, high vibrational, energetic being, study energy awareness training. You know, private message me or look at our Facebook or our YouTube channels. You can check out a site called Energy Awareness. Just energyawarenesstraining.com is our site. There was a new site we put together. Oh, Energy Awareness Training Seek. EnergyAwarenessSecrets.com, EAS, Energy Awareness Secrets. That's another one. So however you learn, you know, make a decision to learn and to move forward. Okay. All right. Just going over the questions. Great. Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Good to see you. Mason. Thanks for joining us, Peter. Bert, all the way from Holland. We got a worldwide audience here, guys, and that's fantastic. So Sunday mornings with me dealing with a new aspect of energy. I hope this gave you a perspective about how we deal with depression or any anxiety or stress. It's the same, you know, they're under the same heading. It's all low vibration energy. And when you have energetic tools, you can neutralize any and all low vibration energy, no matter what you're going through. So energy awareness training applies relationships. It applies in business. It applies in health. It applies in careers or money. The whole nine yards, whatever you're doing today, you're going to be doing an energetic exchange. So if you're energetically aware, boom, you're going to have the upper hand and you're going to know what to do. So I'm on Instagram. You can look me up there, Facebook, and YouTube. So we got the bases covered. And feel free to message me if you have any questions about what we're talking about. And Vadim, thank you. Really good for grounding yourself. Great. Appreciate any comments that you have on here. And I'll be back with you next Sunday. We're going to talk about energy awareness training in business. For you business people, you wondering, you know, well, that might be good for emotions, but how does energy awareness training help me in business? Big time. Do you have to make any decisions in business? You better believe it. Do you have to use your judgment about whether a deal is a good deal or not a good deal? You better believe it. Do you have to hire and know whether somebody's going to be a good employee or not a good employee? You better believe it. And all of those things will be enhanced dramatically, exponentially, if you're energetically aware. Okay. All right. That's going to cover it for me today. I appreciate you guys being with me. I hope you have a rocking day with whatever you're planning on doing today. If you're here in the West Coast, it's a beautiful day. If you're over in Europe, your day's just ending. And wherever you are, just remember one thing. Nothing changes until energy moves. You've got the power. Let's go move some energy. This is Glenn Ackerman, Energy Awareness Training. Lots of love and blessings. Bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Energy Awareness Training, the audio version, the podcast version. If you got a ton of value from this episode, please, 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 if you're ready to change your life, head to www.energyawarenesstraining.com and begin your training to eliminate emotional suffering within yourself, to release the pain, the LVE, the trauma within you. Get it out. Get the poison out. So you can start healing and moving up and start being successful, happy, taking action. Whether your main goal, your main focus is to be happy or to make a ton of money, have a great dating life, have a great, you know, quality relationships, whatever it is, it starts energetically first. Anything else you try to tackle on the surface, externally, you're just attacking the 10%. You're not going to change anything. Maybe temporarily, maybe short-term, sure, but inevitably you're going to self-sabotage. You're going to slide back to the pain, back to your default baseline of not enough. So if you're ready to make a change, to actually start living your dreams and being happy, head to www.energyawarenesstraining.com. Apart from that, if you're broke or you need, you know, some other videos, some other freaking recording to get you there, head to YouTube and type in Energy Awareness Training to get some more free content.
I love you. Glenn loves you. The whole team, the whole company, we love you. We want to see you thrive. That's why there's aggression in the voice. We're trying to get this out there. We're trying to create a movement. We created a movement. We're trying to expand the movement and help this grow. So please, 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 please go change your life. Watch more videos if you need them. And please, if you got any value whatsoever from this podcast, send this episode to one other person. Thank you so much. Have an amazing day. Bye.